guys, it's Real Talk with Tracy. What do I want to talk about today? I want to talk about the meal I had with my women's group. So I have a lunch meetup group, and there's some really great women that have joined, and we just all meet for lunch and chit and chat. Sometimes we will go for a walk, and we go to different places. I like to really mix it up. We go for Thai food and Chinese food and Cuban food, steak. We go for eggs. We go for breakfast. We go for Indian food, all different types of food. And it's just a really great group of women. And I see the more I go, how lunches are becoming so incredibly expensive. Now, I'm not going to mention where we went because it's actually a very pretty restaurant and everybody usually likes it there. But I was shocked to see the portion of what I got for lunch and how teeny, 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 tiny it was. So there's like 7 or 8 of us and we go out and some people are getting chicken wraps and other people are getting salads. And I look at the breakfast menu and I thought to myself, wow, that sounds really good. I am going to get 2 eggs over hard and I'm going to get some rye toast and hash browns. And I am thinking in my mind, a Denny's portion, which is a pretty good portion. And I've been on Ozempic, so I'm really not that hungry, and I've lost about 25 pounds on Ozempic. And I'm thinking if it's too big of a portion, I'll just eat half and take half home. And when they bring, they brought mine last. So I'm watching all these salads parade by and all these beautiful chicken wraps parade by, and I'm thinking, wow, I'm really starting to get hungry. I can't wait till my lunch is here. And they bring by this plate and it almost looks like, I don't have kids, but you know when kids are like 2 and 3 years old and you put on their plate like 3 little scoops of something and they're not even touching each other? It looked like that. It's like the portions were so tiny that on this one small plate, nothing was even touching each other. So I got 2 eggs over medium hard that were really small. And I'm thinking, is this from a quail? I mean, these are like very tiny eggs, okay? And then the rye toast was one very tiny piece of rye toast. And it was cut kind of on a triangle. And it was so small. It wasn't like the rye toast you see like at Ralph's or like from a bakery. It was like a very tiny, I want to say, less than the size of my hand and cut in half. And a little teeny tiny thing of butter and a little teeny tiny thing of jam. And then there was supposed to be hash browns. Okay, now, hash browns, you know, hash browns are supposed to be hash browns. They're supposed to be crunchy on the outside. They should be a little bit thick. This was like a thin layer of what I want to say was probably mashed potatoes. Like a thin layer of mashed potatoes that was kind of grilled on the outside. It was, I can't even say a half an inch thick. I want to say a quarter of an inch. It was almost like a crepe. It was like so nothing. And it was so soft that I was able to actually pick this up with my spoon and put it on the bread, almost like I was putting on cream cheese or butter or like some kind of a dip. So I ate this so-called breakfast for $12.95 that was so like nothing. Like I almost want to say like, I could have gone out afterwards and had a hamburger, okay? It was like nothing. I didn't say anything at the time. We were having a lovely lunch. Everybody was enjoying their meal. To be honest, all the other meals looked really good. And then they added an 18% tip and tax because when you have a big group, they add the tip. So I wound up paying almost $17 for this breakfast that was really substandard. And I'm debating about calling the restaurant and just saying, you know, I love your restaurant. I come there often, but this was like breakfast for Barbie. Like, this breakfast should have been in Barbie's dream house. It was really, really, really tiny. And it's just shocking to me how prices have taken off. I watch friends of mine travel to Thailand, and they're sitting there in front of a table covered in food for like $3 for lunch. And you could hardly go out anywhere anymore and get lunch, a drink, and tip for under $20. It is just shocking. When they say that we've had inflation, and inflation is, I don't know, 10% or something. No, it's not 10%. It's not 10% where the cereal that used to be $3.50 a box is now almost $8. So you know what I do, you guys? I go to the dollar store. I go to the dollar store a lot, and I buy crackers. I buy brand names. I don't buy anything where I haven't heard the name. I don't know where it's made. Anything that's coming in from China, I'm not doing that because they don't have the same restrictions we do. But that's what I do. That's what I do to try to save some money. I don't want to pick up a box of crackers at Ralph's and pay $5 or $6 when I can go to the dollar store and get 5 or 6 boxes of crackers, you know, 6 times more for the same price. So that's what I do. I go to the dollar store. Anyway, if you guys have had any of these experiences, or you have any tips on how to save money on food or good deals, please share. I'll tell you, one of the places that still has a nice lunch that's reasonable is Chili's. The Chili's by us in California, I think it's maybe, don't quote me, but it's somewhere around $12, $12 or $13. They have a really nice lunch. It's a good portion. Yummy food, nice lunch. Also, a place called Topper's Pizza. I think it's $11 or $12. You get a salad bar and you get a pizza. So there's still places that you could find that have good prices, but you can also go to places that are crazy. Just crazy. So anyway, that's about it, guys. Just wanted to share with you my experience. Please feel free to leave me a comment and also to check out my YouTube channel, which is also called Hi Guys, Real Talk with Tracy. See you soon. Bye.